This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Chadburn Police Chief Ken Elliott has thrown his hat into the ring for the sheriff's race. Look for more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com tomorrow. The Wall That Heals, a three-quarter scale replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, made its way into Whitehall today, escorted by more than 100 motorcyclists. The wall will be erected tonight and tomorrow and open for tours and special programs beginning Thursday morning. It will be open 24 hours a day through Sunday at the Veterans Memorial Park south of Whitehall. County commissioners last night approved a controversial new percentage-based tax collection fee for municipalities. Whitehall City Manager Darren Curry was not allowed to finish making a statement to county commissioners about the proposal. Curry and leaders from several area municipalities were there to address the county board. The new 4% fee will only be applied as a collection fee by the county to municipal residents. Since 2010, the county has received $3 per parcel for collecting current taxes and 8% for past due taxes. The new fee will result in hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue for the county, which county leaders said is needed to cover the extra cost of collecting municipal taxes. The building housing the Pervalis firm may cost Whitehall and the county much more than originally planned. Whitehall City officials will hear an update tonight on the possibility of putting an entirely new roof on the former High Publishing building. It's being renovated for Pervalis to make its new headquarters and create about 250 jobs. City Council tonight will also recognize several Whitehall police officers with life-saving awards. State health officials are warning that monkeypox has been found in wastewater in Greenville. Mpox, as it is properly known, transmits through prolonged skin-to-skin contact, most often through sexual activity. That's according to the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. The two cases discovered in Greenville are half of the total number of Mpox type 1 cases found in the United States. Mpox type 1 is responsible for the outbreak in Central Africa that's taken so many lives. This is going to be a busy weekend in Columbus County. Saturday is Gator Fest at Lake Waccamaw. You can enjoy vendors, live music, fun for the kids, and much more at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Gargana's Farm Store is going to host its Spring Fling Flock Swap on Saturday. And on top of that, the Columbus County Farmers Market is going to be moving to the Gargana's Farm Store for the day. There's no cost for vendors. You can bring your spare birds, goats, hogs, anything from the farm you'd like to sell. You'll also find specialty vendors, food trucks, free hot dogs, a dessert truck, and a bouncy house for kids. There'll be face painting and April's mobile pet grooming. Set up for Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, and the Spring Fling officially starts at 9. Make sure you turn out there. The event is very family-friendly, and it's free. Barbecue on the Bluff starts Friday night, but the main event is Saturday with the plate sale, music, and entertainment. Organizers have also added a new event to the Fair Bluff favorite. Walkers, runners, and families are encouraged to sign up for the inaugural Oink a Walk along the River Walk. Go to fairbluff.com for more. National Prescription Drug Takeback Day is Saturday at Walmart in Whitehall. Law enforcement will be accepting unwanted and outdated medications, no questions asked, from 10 a.m. until 2. Pills, tablets, prescription meds, and patches are welcome. Do not bring syringes, liquids, aerosol cans, or illegal drugs for disposal. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.